So I heard that you are trying to get into your seductive era. I heard that you are trying to get into your femme fatale era. But every time you see YouTube videos about this or you read a book, you're like, oh my God, like, what do I do? Do I adapt a whole new character? Like, this doesn't fit me. Hold on, girl. I got you. As someone that has always been very seductive, I always had people literally attracted to my energy and very obsessed with me, kind of. I can tell you what actually works in real life. And this is not something that I do on purpose. It comes naturally to me. But I have observed myself and the attributes which I think that people are most attracted to. You guys are gonna say, oh, that's easy for you because you look good, blah, blah. There's a lot of good looking people and they're not charming or they're not like seductive. You just look at them, you can acknowledge that they're physically beautiful, but they don't have that je ne sais quoi, you know? They don't have that. I really don't feel well about myself. And I don't know what to do, you know? Where do I find a therapist? Where do I even begin? I
want to say a huge thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this video. BetterHelp is an online therapy platform that has over 30,000 therapists that can help you with any issue you might be facing.
Starter, you fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with therapists in as little as a few days. You can schedule video, phone, or message-based sessions, whatever you feel most comfortable with.
If the therapist you match with is not the right fit for you, BetterHelp allows you to switch therapists with no additional charge.
Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/wizardliz to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.
Hi guys, my name is Liz and welcome back to my channel. Okay, let's get into it. First things first, authenticity. This is probably one of the most important things of all the things that I'm gonna mention here. You have to be your authentic self. You might notice like people that are famous or people that are getting like a lot of things, you look at them and you're like, why are they getting it? They look so regular, like nothing is really special about themselves. It's because they are themselves and unapologetically themselves. They're not afraid to be vulnerable, or if they don't want to be vulnerable because that's just not them, they won't be. They're not trying to play a character, they just are who they are. And I'm the same way. Like even the way I talk, right? I talk very passionate and everything. This is who I am. And this is what people fell in love with. But now I also see like a lot of YouTubers, they try to do the same thing as me because they think this is like a formula or this works and whatever, but they don't get the same views. Why is this? It's not authentic to you. You have to put out your own energy. My energy is for people that are watching it and they fall in love with that. But other people probably need your energy. When you are authentic to yourself, it radiates such a confidence level that just on a whole other level, then anything you will do will be watched by people and will be loved by people because you're not trying to be someone else. You're just yourself and you love who you are. It's such like, guys, another level of confidence to just be your authentic self. Do not try to embody like, oh my God, this is how I have to be heartless because this is what works, or this is how I have to. No, you can have your boundaries, you can have whatever, but if you're a nice girl, be that nice girl. Don't try to be like mean or whatever because you think that works. For example, me, right? I have a more tough personality. For a lot of people, they're not attracted to that. That's not what they want. But a lot of people are. But then you have like girls that are very kind and very sweet, very, very feminine. They will attract other type of people than I will because they're just authentic to themselves. And not everyone is for everyone. Authenticity is also very important because if you are not your authentic self, you will attract people that are also not their authentic self. So you will attract liars, you will attract cheaters, you will attract people that are trying to be someone else because that's who you are, that's the energy you're vibrating. But if you're actually yourself and you're not afraid to be yourself, then people that are on the same vibration, that are also confident, will meet you, and you will meet people like that in friends, in business partners, in relationships. The thing is putting effort in your looks. Honey, listen, why do you look, yeah, like you've never showered before, huh? So you know what I really think is also bad? I feel like there's a lot of women that only put effort in their looks once they're gonna go somewhere. So for example, only when they have like a date, like once a month, let's say, they will just make themselves pretty for that date and that's it. No, honey, like you should make yourself pretty for yourself. You should groom yourself if that's what you want for yourself. You have to put effort in your looks, not for someone, but for you. I don't have to get ready for anything because, honey, I'm always ready, okay? I'm always tip-top ready. And even on my days that I don't look my best, I am still the best. I also saw like this TikTok video of a woman who was trying to date, and she was very frustrated that she couldn't date and couldn't find anyone. People then were commenting like, hey, listen, you have to put some effort in your looks. Find a nice hairstyle that suits you better, or find like a makeup style that suits you better, or your style a little bit, you know. And she was going in so much like, no, I don't have to change myself, I don't have to do anything. Honey, like, okay, that's okay, but then if you're trying to meet a partner, you're trying to find love, then put some effort into yourself. Put that self-love first into you. Try to be like someone that you would love. Don't put any effort into it and then you're shocked that no one wants to date you. You will date people that also don't put any effort into themselves. If people don't put effort into themselves, they won't put effort into you. I think based on physical appearance, you can tell a lot how a person feels about themselves. And I can even tell when someone's hygienic or they're not hygienic, how much they respect themselves. It is a form of self-respect to have a clean space around you. And I know sometimes you're depressed, you're not willing to do it, whatever. It's okay to ask for help from a friend. It's okay to ask for help for whoever. And if you don't really have money, just washing yourself a little bit or whatever, doing the smallest thing. You know, my mom, for example, she grew up in poverty, but she said one thing that I always did is clean myself and make sure I looked clean, because it's not only about self-respect, you also have respect for others around you. Another thing is beautiful people see beauty in others. You can have someone that is physically attractive, but their inside is so rotten, their face will always show. There's even certain celebrities, when you look at them, you think like, whoa, like, you know, they're physically attractive, but they're so off-putting to me inside. The inside always shows, and you guys feel energy more than you even realize. Even sometimes the comments that I get about my energy and my aura, I'm like shocked. A lot of people feel energy. We don't even realize it. Like, you might see someone and you think like, huh, why do I not like them? Why do I feel so off about them? You feel their energy. You like hate on people, you degrade them, whatever. It will always show on your face no matter what you do. People that are genuinely beautiful, they don't even have to be physically attractive. They will always see the beauty in others. They will see the beauty in nature. They will see the beauty in anything. They see the world as they are. And people that see everyone as ugly and bad, that's also who they are. So if you're a person that has that inside issue, fix that first in order to fix your outside, because your outside appearance will not change if you don't fix the inside. Seductive person knows when to walk away. I am so firm on this right now. Like, I have realized in my life, you really have to benefit, because I am so tired, and I've even fallen back into these people-pleasing tendencies and giving so much more than I'm receiving. And at the end, I am left depleted and I feel like, why did I do that again? Because now I feel bad. Listen, I will walk away from anyone. I don't care who you are right now. Even if I have to walk away, let's say from my own mother to protect my peace, I will do that. I'm so tired of putting myself in compromising situations for other people. I'm so tired for giving more than I'm receiving. People that are very seductive and that have a lot of self-respect, they walk away because they love themselves more than another person. Another person shouldn't make you feel bad. Another person shouldn't have to like bring you down to their level. You should feel good about yourself. You should feel happy with that person. If that's not the case, you walk away. You have to choose yourself. You're trying to be like, oh, you know what? I wonder why no one loves me. I wonder why no one respects me. You don't love yourself. You don't respect yourself. That's why. Staying with toxic people around you, toxic friends, toxic relationships, a toxic boss and whatever, and just staying and people pleasing, you don't have any self-respect. That's the issue. You are the most seductive and in your power when you're like, you know what? I don't have to deal with you. I don't have to choose you over myself. So then you can get up and walk away from it. You don't chase, you attract. Listen, does anyone like someone that is desperate? No, okay. Nobody likes it. Imagine you're going to like a job interview and like the boss like, okay, we'll call you later. But then you call them like 10 times every day, like, please, please, did you hire me? Please, whatever. Man, no one will hire you, okay? You're desperate. Or like, for example, there's a boy that you want, you keep messaging him, but he's not showing that interest in you. No one wants you. You're desperate. Imagine like a guy that you really don't want. He's like a nice guy, but he keeps stalking you. Why do you not want them? Because they're desperate. What does desperation show? That you're not good enough. That you're not confident. That nobody else wants you. And that's why you feel like, oh my God, like I need to cling on to this person. And what does this person think? They think like, ew, no one wants them. Why would I want them? Why would I take the leftovers? Someone that is confident doesn't have to do too much. They can sit back, relax. They put the effort, yeah. So for example, you put the effort, you put your stuff out there, but you're not desperately seeking like, oh my God, please like me, like my videos, please, please. I don't care. I put out my stuff. I don't care whether you like me, whether you hate me. Regardless, I'm good. Regardless, I'm amazing. This is how you have to think as well. Just lay back, put in your effort that you have done, but don't desperately chase it. If you see that the effort that you have put in is not given back to you, walk away, honey. We do not stay there. We walk away. Understand that no one can compete with you. Listen, if you're a truly confident and seductive person, who's on your level? Who's on your level? Maybe people are on your level. Maybe they're even better. We don't see them. Why would I look at other people? You know what I think about all day? When I go to bed, when I wake up, everything? Liz. Everything, literally. I'm the main character. I think I'm the most best thing in the world. And I don't care who thinks the same about themselves. I hope people think like that about themselves. But I don't think about them. I think about me. I do not care whatever someone has. I hope they get more. I hope they get blessed. My blessings are gonna come. Whatever I need to have, I'm gonna have it and more. So I don't care. When your focus is on you and when your focus is just on upgrading you and your life, you don't even see other people. Yeah, you can look at other people for inspiration, but it doesn't have to be like envy or, oh my God, I wish I was them. Oh my God, I wish I had what they have. Honey, you're probably even better, okay? But you don't see that in yourself and you see that in the other person. If you take that energy that you put in the other person into you, you will flourish and you will bloom. Stop giving away your power by putting all of this good affirmations, all these compliments, all these things into other people and then neglecting yourself for it. When you look in the mirror, you can't even say, oh, you're beautiful. But when you see someone else, oh, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in the world. Honey, how do you talk about yourself? You don't do that to yourself. Why would you do that for others? Talk to yourself first. Say that to yourself first before you go out and give that love to everyone else. Give that love to yourself first. And stop trying to save everyone. You cannot save anyone. If people don't want to change, they will not change. And that's it. It's all up to them. You can give them everything. And guys, I have done this. I have given some like people in my life so much. I've given them everything I could on every single level. Not willing to change. Still betrayed me. Still did the same thing over and over again. And you know why it happened to me? Because I had to learn this lesson. I had to come to the conclusion that, you know what, Liz, it's not your job to save people. It's your job to save you. And that's it. And my job, you know what it is in life? Just to thrive and be on my highest level. And whatever is also on my highest level, though, I will attract because I am there. So whatever is also here, I will attract no matter what it is, whether job, relationship, friendships, they will all come to me. I just need to vibrate high and just enjoy my life and then it will all come. You know how much energy it takes and how much it drains you to constantly try to save people or to constantly do things for others? No, it drains you. Honey, we need that energy. We need that for ourselves, okay? So stop trying to save people. They don't want to be saved. People don't want to be saved. You're not God. Leave it to God. Pray for them. Also, do not give unsolicited advice. Like if someone didn't ask you to give advice on their situation, don't give it. Because you'll always be the bad guy and you'll always get the blame for it. So just shush, okay? Shush. Someone that's seductive just can sit back, lay back, and you can observe. Observe their patterns, observe how they are. If they ask you, what do you think about the situation? You can give your honest opinion. But if someone did not ask, if someone just wants to rant to you, just listen. Just listen and protect your energy. Like I said, it's not our problem, honey. We have to keep our energy for ourselves. But we can listen. And if they need advice, we'll give it. But if they didn't ask, we shush. Allow people to help you. This goes back to you do not chase, you attract. How can you attract something if you don't allow people to help you? How can you get to that next level if you don't allow anyone to do anything for you? How are you going to do everything on your own? You know, it's not like you have to be desperate for help or whatever. But when someone says like, hey, listen, like, you know, I can do this for you. Or, you know what, I can help you like financially and stuff. no, I can't accept because I don't want them to say that, like, oh my God, they did this for me. Honey, people do things for you all the time, okay? The bus driver picking you up is literally doing something for you. We are all humans, we're all one. We are here to help each other. If we were all supposed to be like alone and individual, God would not create us together, but he did. You have to receive the help. And that's also another form of like, you know what? This really shows that you want it. People that are willing to accept help, they get the furthest. They get the furthest. Because they're not afraid to say, hey, yeah, listen, you can, please, like, help me. I need help. So, like, not a flex to be like, oh, my God, no, I never accept help. I did everything on my own. Honey, you didn't do anything on your own. Literally, everyone helps everyone always. Your boss that gives you a paycheck helped you, like, literally always. So, self-made doesn't exist. Accept help from people, and that's it. Don't try to be like, oh my God, I'm so cool, I'm so tough. No, you're not. Why would you struggle extra when you could have got it in like a shorter cut? Another thing is basic manners. A lot of you don't have like the basic manners, and that can maybe be because like your parents never taught you, or you just don't know how to act. Teach yourself, reparent yourself, teach yourself how to use culturally. Teach yourself how to say thank you when a waiter does something, or anyone in the service industry does something. Like when people are walking, holding the door open for them if they're behind you, but also if they're far away, don't hold it open so they have to like run and stuff. No. But if they're like close, then hold the door open so they can also come in. Actually, I'm gonna do a whole video on like basic manners that everyone should know, because I don't feel like a lot of people do, and especially even on social media. In social media, no one seems to have manners. So I'm gonna do that. But anyways, if you don't have the basic manners, teach yourself. You have YouTube, you have all these platforms where you can learn the basic manners and how to behave. Like, there's no excuse for you to say like, oh no, I was never taught in childhood, blah blah. No. Be assertive when needed. See, when you are, especially a woman, you are gonna see a lot of people in the business industry, in relationships, in friendships that will try to undermine you, that will try to disrespect you. So you have to be assertive. You have to know when to speak up for your boundaries and when to say, hey, listen, this is where you will not cross me. You have to know when to do this. You can be kind and still say, no, you know what? Don't treat me like this. No, you know what? Don't talk to me like this. If you do this again, I will go to the cops. If you do this, I will cut you out of my life. You have to stand up for yourself, because again, if you don't, especially as a woman, you will crumble. This world will eat you alive. You know how many times in like business or in meetings, like people told me stuff that was extremely out of pocket, where I literally, sometimes I didn't speak up for myself, which I still feel bad for today. But sometimes I literally said like, hey, let's stop the meeting right here. And I walked out because what was said to me was just out of pocket and crossing my boundaries. But see, in that moment, I did stand up for myself. And today, when I look back, I regret the times that I didn't. And I'm very proud of myself for the times that I did. So, like, you don't want to appear mean or whatever, but I would rather be called mean in that moment than go home and then question why I would allow someone to treat me like that. Because at the end of the day, the only person you're being mean to when you don't stand up for yourself is you. Another thing is follow your intuition. We all have a very strong intuition. We all know what's wrong and what's right. Every time that I did not follow my intuition, I have failed myself. In friendships and everything, your body knows that something is wrong before the situation actually happens. And I have time and time again, I had friends that everyone was saying like, oh, Liz, why do you not like them? Like, they're so nice and whatever, and they're so kind. And I always said like, I feel that something is off with them. I couldn't explain it. Then I was like, you know, my mind took over. So I was like, I'm just gonna keep being friends with them. And what happened? Betrayed me in big ways. And I could have avoided this if I had just listened to myself and not called myself crazy for feeling this way. Honey, listen to your intuition. If there's a place that you go into and you feel like, wait a minute, my stomach just dropped, leave that place. If there's a person that you're with, even like a person that you're dating, whatever, and you feel such a bad vibe about them, leave that person. Do things before actually something has to happen in order to open your eyes. Start celebrating yourself. Hello, you have accomplished so many things, and do you ever say that to yourself? Do you ever look at yourself and say like, oh my God, girl, we have come so far. Oh my God, girl, we are going to the gym. We did so good today. Oh my God, girl, you got a raise at work. Do you say any of that to yourself? No? How are you supposed to be confident then? How are you supposed to acknowledge any of your goals or anything that you've accomplished? You will feel like you haven't accomplished anything because you don't acknowledge anything. Oh, honey, look in that mirror and say, you know what? I am that girl. I am literally that girl. I'm the main character. I've done everything that I was supposed to do. I broke generational curses. I'm still standing. I woke up today. Congratulations, honey. Also, become comfortable with your body. A lot of you women don't even dare to go in front of the mirror completely naked and stare at your own body. And that way you will never be confident or seductive because you're just not comfortable with your whole body, which is like literally everything you are. Our head is only this small, like this is the body, okay? Have to become comfortable with it. You can like hug yourself, touch yourself, look at yourself naked in the mirror. These things are very important. And I feel like it's a lot of times like demonized for women or this not normal, whatever. Baby, that is you. That is your vessel. That is what you have. You have to be like, oh, I look good no matter what, you know? You have to love you at this stage. And even if you want to get better, doesn't mean that this stage is bad. Doesn't mean. You just feel like, oh, okay, you know what? I feel like upgrading myself. I don't have to because I'm already good. I was already good all the times in my life. You know, even if I was awkward looking with my braces, I was still that bitch. So allow yourself to take up space. I know that you're trying to dim yourself and you're not really trying to wear clothes that stand out because, you know, you don't want all the attention on you, whatever. Honey, you could walk into a room with a garbage bag and people would still stare at you. You're just that girl. You are just that girl. I'm sorry. Instead of denying that you're that girl and that you are just that powerful, your energy is that powerful, embrace it. Become it. Once you become that person that you are, that is inside of you, everything will start to open up for you and you will radiate on a very high level because, again, like I said, you are your authentic self. You even look at my videos, yeah? Like in the beginning of my videos until now, in the beginning, I wasn't really trying like to look good or whatever. I just was trying to be taken serious, to be honest. And I wouldn't put that much effort into my looks. But then I was like, no, you know what? Let me learn how to do makeup. Let me learn what suits me the best. Let me wear colors that suit me the best. Stop running from the fact that you're that girl. I'm sorry. It's gotta be you. Honey, go shine. Last but not least, you make sure that when you leave this earth, that God won't be able to say to you, hey, I gave you this in life. I gave you an amazing mind. I gave you beauty. I gave you grace. What did you do with it? Make sure you won't be able to say, oh, I didn't know how to handle it, blah, blah. No. Make sure that you get congratulated because you completed your mission. You have so much blessings that God gave you. Do not waste them. Use them to your full potential. Use them to become you. You don't even have to become the best version of you because that's already who you are. You have to become yourself again. I will make sure that in this lifetime, any blessing that I got, I will use it. Anything. I will accept any help that I got because I know when there's help being sent to me, God has sent it. There, he sent people to me to help you. Here, Liz, here you go. Here is guidance. Look at the signs. Look at the help that you're getting from other people and take it. Because when you leave this earth and God looks at you and says, honey, I gave you this, 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 and you didn't accept, you'll be shamed. Anyways, my seductive queens, I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you guys learned something. And yeah, I see you in the next video. I love you guys so much.